Yeah, good day, Matt. We've seen the machine convert the trees into wood chips today. Over about 30 days, we'll accumulate enough wood chip for a vessel. So we're expecting a vessel to be able to come in and receive wood chips towards the end of July, early August. That's the plan as it currently stands.
Roughly how many tonnes of wood chips does a shipment take?
Yeah, it'll depend on the size of the vessel, obviously, but we're looking at one vessel taking about 40,000 green metric tonnes.
And how much work's been done with that shipping company to make sure a ship like that can come down the Aspley Strait, load up and head off?
Yeah, a fair bit of work's been done on that, Matt, just in terms of being able to get a vessel in alongside the wharf, where the water's deep enough, those various aspects, and tugs and shipping agents, but all that work's been done.
Now, on the wharf or the port, I've lost track on where this debate's going to in regards to the port and if it's got environmental approvals and all that sort of thing. During that debate, did it have any impact on the timber business?
Yeah, it did, Matt. We were in the midst of having negotiations with financiers, so it did stall those negotiations. However, we always felt through that process that we had the appropriate approvals to export wood chip at that time. So we just worked through that with our financiers, and as a result, we were able to close the finance.
So you say issues. Is that basically the financiers hear the story and ring up and go, what's this all about? Is this going to cause trouble?
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. Any negativity affects us, whether it's from a financial perspective or indeed just the confidence of the Tiwis themselves. Yeah.
The port is all good to go out there?
Yeah, as you've seen earlier this morning, we're putting down wood chip on the facility at the moment.
So the ship comes, hopefully by the end of July, where's it off to?
Yeah, we're looking, we're speaking to a number of customers at the moment. So the vessel's likely to go to Japan or China.
Yep.
And just to give you an idea, a vessel will come in and it'll take about 4 to 5 days for us to fill that vessel. And then it'll take another 10 days to get to the destination.
And from there straight into paper mill.
That's right, it'll land, will be discharged at the port there, and the pulp mills tend to be right at next to the port facility, so straight into the stockpile, ready to be turned into paper.
Now, I asked the traditional owners today what it meant to them to see these trees being knocked down. You yourself have been involved in this project for a long time. You were here in the Great Southern days. What does it mean to you today to see the traditional owners and watch those trees being cut down?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Matt, and to be honest, you know, part of the reason why we're here is for them. Just seeing and hearing Cyril today talk about what it means to him, it really put, you know, gave me goosebumps today. And I talked to a number of Tiwi, and you know, they never thought this day would come, and to see it actually in operation, and to see something on the horizon, I think it means a lot to them.
And what's your hope for the rest of this year?
Well, we're just going to go hell for leather, Matt. The wet season's coming, and we need to get as many vessels out as we can. So we have budgeted on about 4 vessels, and hoping to make 5.